For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl. The Vatican has invited experts in the field of human organ trafficking from around the world to a conference next week in Rome. I spoke with an expert from Michigan State University who has been invited to the Vatican Summit on Organ Trafficking. Dr. Monir Monaruzaman is an MSU Assistant Professor of Anthropology and the Center for Ethics and Humanities in the Life Sciences at MSU. He's studied human organ trafficking for about 10 years in Bangladesh, India, and Pakistan. His focus has been on the black market for kidneys, liver lobes, and corneas from living donors who often are desperately poor. He says most of these people have been misled by organ brokers and don't fully comprehend the possible ramifications.
The broker basically reach out to those people who are in debt and living in a rural area and approach them that, you know, hey, if you can, you know, donate your organs, then you will be aptly rewarded or compensated, or this is saving a life is a noble act. You are saving somebody's life, and the wealthy person in return give you some money, which you can, you know, basically get rid of your poverty by donating one of your organs.
Who typically is receiving these organs as a patient?
People from the West, from North America. In my research, I found out from North America and Europe and even Middle East, wealthy people, they are going overseas because there is a huge waiting list in those countries. And waiting list is like around 4 to 5 years to receive an organ. So some of the recipients, they bypass the waiting list. They fly to overseas and these poor countries, and basically they buy the organs from the poor people from those countries, and operation performs in a third country, for example, Singapore or India.
What's the scope of worldwide organ trafficking?
So the current state worldwide, there are a few countries which are called hot spots for organ trafficking, and those countries are including India, Pakistan, China, Philippines, Egypt, and few other countries too. So these are the hot spots identified by World Health Organization.
We're talking with Dr. Monir Monaruzaman, an MSU Assistant Professor of Anthropology and the Center for Ethics and Humanities in the Life Sciences at MSU. I have one final question, and that has to do with why the Vatican is interested in this. What is the Vatican doing about organ trafficking? What can the Vatican do?
We are very excited that Pope Francis took it literally in his heart about this issue. The one of the way we can curb this practice is to increase organ donation. So if all we are donating our body parts, meaning that we all are recycling it some ways rather than wasting it in, you know, with cremation or like, you know, after death, if we all donate it, the black market will reduce by default. So this is the hope we have at this point. And if Pope Francis calls for organ donation to encourage people for it, so more and more people will step forward and donating their body parts, which will eliminate the exploitation of the poor people who cannot keep their body parts intact.
So if the Pope calls on 1 billion Catholics to sign up for organ donation programs, that would go a long way to stemming trafficking.
Of course. And, you know, it's if I am talking about this issue to certain people, it's not going to reach out to that level. But if Pope Francis, you know, calls for it, it will have a unparalleled impact, what we never seen before.
Organ trafficking is illegal around the world, with the exception of Iran, where the buying and selling of organs has been legalized. Dr. Monaruzaman says that many of these organ donors do not get proper post-operative care and suffer the health-related consequences later. Others struggle with emotional trauma related to having sold what they consider to be God's creation for profit. And he says that despite having sold an organ, they usually wind up worse off financially. Unable to return to work, they spend all the cash and are left with nothing. The Vatican Summit on Organ Trafficking is February 7th and 8th. For WKAR News, I'm Scott Pohl.